My twin sister, Erin, is allergic to everything with fur, so our mom wouldn't let her have pets. Still, she secretly adopted a strange orange cat with a missing ear and a scar over one eye that liked to hang around our house, especially after she started leaving food out for it. She named it Clint Eastwood because its squinty eye reminded her of the classic Eastwood glare, and Erin was going through a spaghetti western phase. It turned out the cat was a female, though. She had a litter of kittens in the shed behind our house. Erin and I visited the mother and brought her clean towels and bowls of tuna fish. We watched her kittens jitter and worm about, figuring out how to use their weak limbs, mewling in tolerant protest as Clint licked them clean. Their mother purred like an engine while her brood fed. One day, the kittens' eyes were sealed tightly shut. The next, they were open and black, and fuzz covered their bodies. But when we came back to see them the next day, the kittens were gone, and so was their mother. Erin was distraught. She begged me to search the woods for her cat and the kittens. She just wanted to know they were all right. Erin couldn't be a part of the search because of her condition, which was what we called it for lack of a name that ran the gamut of my twins' maladies. Defective heart, weak bones, anemia, asthma, severe allergies, autoimmune disorders. It was better that Erin...